Some causes just seem hopeless some days, like world peace or ending poverty, or in a different vein, getting rid of non-native plants like Scotch broom. But you've no doubt met people who insist on tackling intractable problems here locally and around the world. Correspondent Tom Bonsi met a particularly dedicated fellow who wages a solo fight each weekday morning against invasive English ivy. Tom begins our story at Priest Point Park in Olympia.
Most of us have a workday morning routine. For some, a stop at the gym comes first. For others, it's two cups of coffee over the sports pages. In Olympia, teacher Kevin Head rises long before dawn on school days to go alone to a city park. There, his routine begins by asking the rampant ivy vines for forgiveness.
Thank you, ivy, for your tenaciousness, your strength, and I ask you to let me take you out for the benefit of the world here.
And then Head leans down with gloved hands and rips and yanks as much ivy as he can slay for the next half hour. The 56-year-old works by the light of a single headlamp. Pretty much anything he grabs in this grove of big-leaf maples is bound to be ivy.
So ivy all through here, all down to the bay. All through the trees in there. You can
Head says he was inspired to action nearly 3 years ago by a guest speaker in his classroom. The topic was invasive plants.
I just said, well, I need to use some of my time to give service to the forest that I love and to bring back a little bit for the native plants and the native birds.
This task reminds me of the Greek myth about Sisyphus, the cruel king condemned for eternity to push a huge stone uphill, only to see it roll back down every time. Het says he relates more to the kid in The Star Thrower. That's a children's story in which a boy and his father come upon thousands of starfish washed ashore on a beach.
And the little boy takes the starfish and throws it into the water. And the dad says, why are you doing that? There's so many, it's not going to help. And the little boy says, well, it helped that one. And that's the idea.
Oregon and Washington classify English ivy as a lower priority noxious weed statewide, in part because eradication on a landscape scale just seems hopeless. Responsibility for combating ivy generally filters to the local level. Landowners in the Northwest typically take the approach described here by Silvana Niehauser. She's the City of Olympia's park ranger.
With English ivy, it's got a waxy property to the leaves, so spraying is not very effective at all. And you can't mow it because it's just a tangly mess. And so you're left with manual control by pulling it.
Niehauser figures it could take decades, if not a century, to pull all the ivy in Priest Point Park alone. That's the park where Kevin Head volunteers.
It can be overwhelming when you look at it overall.
But she says the battle is winnable when you set your sights on smaller plots and saving individual trees.
So we try to focus on prioritizing in large parks like this. And then in our small parks, we try to work on getting it completely eradicated.
Niehauser mostly relies on volunteers for ivy control because of staff cutbacks and tight budgets. Same story elsewhere in western Washington and western Oregon, where escaped ivy is pervasive. The infestation peters out as soon as you cross the Cascade Crest into the more arid inland Northwest. Oregon is home to one of the biggest and oldest anti-ivy campaigns in the country. Mary Verilli manages the No Ivy League, a program within the Portland Parks and Rec Department.
One other thing that stands out is how much square feet of ivy we've removed, and this is ivy from the ground, and it's been over 4 million square feet of ivy. And so it's really impressive to see these stats since 1994.
Which is when the No Ivy League started. The non-native vines have had a big head start. Botanical researchers believe English ivy was introduced to the Northwest by early settlers, probably before 1890. Super volunteer Kevin Head says he's committed to his ivy pulling routine at least until he retires later this decade. One thing that keeps him going is the pleasure of seeing native plants and birds return.
I can only get about 10 square feet a day, but it's thrilling to see it start to uncover.
I'm Tom Bonsi in Priest Point Park, Olympia.